الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، فسبح بحمد ربك واستغفر إنه كان توابا. صدق الله المولانا العظيم. MashaAllah, many more brothers expressed their great appreciation of not having this cell phone. And one, many more brothers, we would like also that they give their experience. It is very encouraging for everyone. But time is very little. Allah give us tawfiq, inshallah. A young girl some time ago told her father that we just can't understand how you people lived your lives, how your lives passed, your days passed without the cell phone. We can't do without it. The father said, we just can't understand how your lives, your days are passing without Quran Sharif. Without Quran, how we can manage without Quran Sharif. One person told Maulana Thanvi Rahmatullahi, you're always telling us we must concentrate in our namaz, think about Allah Ta'ala. How can that be possible, that you just think of Allah all the time? So, and you don't think of anything else. So Maulana asked him that when you are in your shop, do you ever think of the masjid of namaz? You think fully of your business only. So that you can do. Why can't you do it yet? That you think only of your of the namaz, of masjid and that. Why? Yeah, you, it's impossible. There you can do it. It's not impossible. That you don't think of masjid, of namaz. You just think of your business all the time. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq. And etikaf, really, the physical, actual etikaf is this. Sharia etikaf, we come, we stay for our 10 days, whatever amount of time. That is the, but the spirit of etikaf is that a person be with Allah Ta'ala. Nothing else. Like many masjids, especially in Pakistan, yeah, also, that when you, there's a little note on the door of the masjid. Now your connection with creation, makhluk say, your connection, you must cut it now. Now your connection with Allah Ta'ala. And that was for etikaf. And very fortunate will be those brothers, all of us, that we realize that we can't, we could do without the cell phone for 10 days, 9 days, 10 days. Really, if you can do something, we can do without something for 7 days. You can do without it for your life. If you can do without it from Yawm al-Sabt, Saturday, Ahad, Ithnain, all the days till Friday, there is no other day coming. The same days are going to come again. So as you manage to do without it on the Monday of this Etikaf and the Wednesday of the Etikaf, no other day is coming. Only the same. So you could do without it here, you can do without it whole life also. And if we can, and if we use it, really, the enemy, they're using the cell phone to know our life. They've got a profile of everyone just by going through what you watch, what where you spend your time. And they know exactly. If we can use it fully against them, whatever they want to use to destroy us, we use it fully against them, then it will be to our great advantage. But otherwise, we have fallen, we are just sitting ducks, and they are just targeting us, and they are using us for them. Allah give us tawfiq to understand and minimize and completely eliminate all the things that we don't need in our lives. And the necessities of dunya also, we minimize them also. Our real object is akhirat. And that is where almost all of our time must go. Very, very little bit for dunya. But all our time must go for akhirat. Allah Ta'ala has created us to recognize Him. And He has given us a very short time to recognize Him. And in this, a person who has recognized Allah and found the treasure of Allah, he has found value in his life. His life has become valuable. And a person could gain all the valuables of this world which are invaluable. He has acquired nothing whatsoever. how much we have acquired, and in deen also. Sayyidul Ulum, Ma'rifatullah. Hazrat Umm Darda radiallahu ta'ala anha says, in deen, all the knowledge of deen also, lot of knowledge in deen also. And all is maqsood, is required. But the king of all knowledge is the ma'rifat of Allah. To recognize Allah Ta'ala and that ma'rifat by which we connect with Allah Ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq. The ayat kareema I recited, the last ayat of Surah Fath, إِذَا جَاءَ نَصْرُ اللَّهِ وَالْفَتْحِ. When this surah was revealed, the Sahaba all expressed the joy, happiness, that now the opening, the fatha has come. إِذَا جَاءَ نَصْرُ اللَّهِ, the help of Allah has come, and now Islam is going to flourish, and Islam is going to spread in the world. And Islam, the object of the coming of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has been completed now. Islam is established in the world. They were all happy. But Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu was crying. So the people couldn't understand, there is a time of joy and happiness, time of celebration, and you are crying. So he said that in here is a hidden message that now the mission of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is over. Now he will be going back to Allah Ta'ala. So Hazrat Abu Bakr, his knowledge went so far. Anyway, at the end, Allah Ta'ala says, when the work is now accomplished and completed, then two things you have to do, O my beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The command is directly to Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam and for us all also. And it is for great, great mission, the greatest mission, the deen of Allah being completed, established, practically established in the world, for the world. For that is this command, and for any and every other thing also. Whenever you have reached the completion and the end of it, it should be ending on this year. One is fasabbih, read the tasbih of Allah. Normally, tasbih, we say read tasbih, and that means a tasbih which we also, or a tasbih counter. And on there is subhanallah also, is alhamdulillah also, Allahu Akbar also. On there is durood sharif also, la ilaha illallah, many other zikrs also. And we normally refer to all of them as tasbih. But tasbih, the actual word tasbih means one word, subhanallah. That is what is tasbih. That is, فَسَبِّحْ, read Subhanallah. Hafiz ibn Hajar Asqalani rahmatullah alayh explains the meaning of tasbih. Like that, if you ask any person, what does the Subhanallah mean? They find it a bit difficult. What does it mean? What is Subhanallah? So Allah reward Hafiz ibn Hajar Asqalani, he has given the meaning, وَسَبِّحُ اللَّهِ عَنِ النَّقَائِسِ كُلِّهَا, that I am saying Allah is pure of all naqais, of all faults. That is what is subhanallah when we are saying. Not that we are purifying Allah, wal iyazu billah, na'uzu billah. Allah is the only complete pure being. And He is the one who purifies everyone and everything else. But our subhanallah, to even get the faintest idea that we are pure, Allah is pure. What it is, we are declaring the purity of Allah. Allah is pure, not that He has got any faults, but any weaknesses also which can be, like Allah has become old, na'uzu billah. Allah doesn't become old. Allah has become tired, na'uzu billah. Allah Ta'ala is feeling sleepy now. All, everything what are naqais, what are deficiencies, faults are out of the question. Even like the normal deficiency, a human being, a person has become a great person in whichever field. But he still has to go toilet. He still has to sleep. These are still handicaps on him. Allah is free of all that completely. Allah Ta'ala gives health to everyone. Allah gives food to everyone. Allah gives life to everyone. Allah gives sleep to everything Allah gives. So when I say Subhanallah, Allah is pure. That means not from faults, that is out of the equation from the beginning. from any normal weaknesses which are in a person, any handicaps as a human being, as a creation we have. Allah is free and pure of all that. And Allah loves that so much. It comes in the hadith, when a person says, Subhanallah, Allah Ta'ala said, you have declared my purity. I am pure, whether you say it or don't say it. Whether any Nabi or any Wali also doesn't say it, but I am pure. But jaza'un wifaqa, a like recompense. Hal jaza'ul ihsan illa al-ihsan. You do good to somebody, they do good to you. This is the teaching from Allah Ta'ala. When somebody does good to you, you must do good in return to that person. So Allah says, accordingly, I will do good to you. I will now free you of your faults. And mashayikh have prescribed only subhanallah to their murids to make their islah. Because when you are saying Allah is pure, Allah is purifying you. So Allah is purifying you, what impurity can remain on you? You purify yourself how much you can. Your shaykh purifies you, helps you, guides you. He can do to that limit. A Nabi can do to that. But when Allah purifies you, so, and consequently, people have been completely purified just by subhanallah. And as our shaykh, rahmatullahi himself, for ladies, their wazifa was only subhanallah. At the beginning, others used to say 300 times, 500 times, just only subhanallah. And 300, 500 times you're reading subhanallah. Oh Allah, you are pure. Allah says, I'm purifying you. What impurity can remain on that? What weakness can remain on that person? So it's a very, very great thing. And our tasbihat are so beautiful. First is subhanallah. We know, not very long ago, many of us will remember, whenever we entered to clean something, wash something, there were three things we had to do. First, wash it, scrub it, and then polish it, and after that, shine it. Now, scientists have made a three-in-one polish. And it does all three jobs. You just do that one, it cleans it also, it polishes it also, and it shines it also. Now, there are seven-in-one, many more they have made. But Allah Ta'ala made for us three-in-one, not to clean the car, or the toilet, or the tiles, or the floor, or the walls, but the heart, our hearts. And it is this, our tasbihat Fatimi is a three-in-one. So when we say subhanallah, the heart has been washed. It is purified. Alhamdulillah, mushtamilan alal mahamidi kulliha. And now all whatever praises there can be, only belong to Allah. If anyone even praise one another, people praise. But that also is actually only the praise of Allah. Everything, goodness is only from Allah Ta'ala. So, mushtamilan alal mahamidi kulliha. And now you have done the polishing. And then, ala qadri azamatihi, according to the greatness of Allah, Allahu Akbar. Now you have shined it. So your heart with the tasbihat of subhanallah, alhamdulillah, Allahu Akbar, Allah give us tawfiq to do it consciously. I guess we will get the sawab unconsciously also. Your wife put the tablets in your mouth, she put the glass by you, you are busy with your cell phone. Afterwards you ask her, my tablets? She say, you had your tablets already. And you don't know you had them, but they will work. But when you know you had your tablets, and you know this tablet is for this, and this, now you're having five tablets one time. This one is to do this work, this one is to do this work. Psychologically, when you take a tablet and you, this is for my blood pressure, this is for my sugar, it works according. So this also does be hard. Even if we do it unconsciously, fi nafsi on its own, it's a very great thing. But compared to what it should be, it's like nothing. That's why normally we'd speak that we're speaking, making namaz unmindfully. That namaz is nothing. It's very big, that namaz also, but compared to what actually it could have been had we just paid attention. Just like one of the wives of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was reading, making dhikr from Ishraq time, Fajr time, right till Chash Duha time. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam came, he said, the whole time you make? Yes, whole time I was making. And of course, what's the value of that zikr of one of the azwaj mutahharat, ummahatul mu'mineen, she was making. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasalam said, I just said three times, subhanallah bihamdihi. Now that was the zikr, the same zikr, what she was also making. But I said it with this concentration. Subhanahu wa hamdi, adada khalqihi, wa rida nafsihi, wa zinata arshihi, wa milada kalimati. These four words are not the zikr of Allah, but the concentration, the power in that zikr of subhanallah wa hamdihi. So that if we do it with that, our tasbihat fatmi, which hopefully inshallah we all read now after asr. But if we read it with this concentration, Allahu Akbar, where we would, even just reading it like that, we have earned a lot. But had we read it, and we do make Allah give us tawfiq, whenever we read it with this concentration, then you can't imagine where you will reach. So the end of our amal must be with that. And so our end of Ramadan also, Allah only knows whether tonight or now, by Maghrib is the last of Ramadan, or tomorrow, sunset is the last. But the end must be with this, that singing the praises of Allah. And that Allah will purify our Ramadan. Whatever amal we did, any amal, by saying by Subhanallah, Allah will purify that whole amal also of all its weaknesses. And we know our namaz is full of weaknesses. Our rozas even more full. If our namaz is still after so much, we know our namaz is still full of weaknesses. So our Ramadan, our tilawat of Quran, our dhikr, our dua, but Allah Ta'ala is that most arhamur rahimin, most kind, most compassionate, showed us the simple word Subhanallah. And by that, you can purify all those amal of yours. Now they'll be pure, presented to Allah Ta'ala, like you did it, all the abdals and the aktab of the world together, how they couldn't do it, you one person have done it. So, Subhanallah, فَسَبِّحْ بِحَمْدِ رَبِّكَ وَاسْتَغْفِرْ, and ask forgiveness from Allah Ta'ala. When this realization, Subhanallah, you have recognized Allah. Allah is pure. In that process, you realize yourself, I am impure. Allah is free of any blemishes, any shortcomings, any weaknesses. I am full of them all. So when you realize that, then you ask now istighfar. Ask Allah Ta'ala to forgive us. So if our Ramadan, all our amal, see, our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali used to explain, the greatest teacher that ever was, will be, was Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. The greatest student that was, will ever be, Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu. When Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam taught Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu namaz, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasalam taught him namaz. And the last dua he taught him in that namaz, you can imagine the namaz which Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam taught. And taught to Hazrat Abu Bakr, what the level of that namaz was. But at the end of that namaz, not only istighfar, Allahumma inni zalamtu dafsi zulman kathira. I've made a lot of wrong to myself. In Quran terminology, guna, dhamb, ism is called zulam. And when a person commits a guna, Quran Sharif terminology, zalimul li nafsi, he has done wrong to himself. Whenever we commit any guna, we don't harm anyone else. The greatest harm is to ourselves. If you don't fulfill the rights of your wife, the harm caused to her is very little, minimal. The much more greater harm you have done to yourself. If you rob somebody in business, anything, you have harmed the person. Very small that harm is. What harm you have caused yourself, that is very, very great. So a person does harm to himself. So, Allahumma inni zalamtu nafsi zulman kathira. I've done a great, great, plenty, lot of harm in abundance to my... You made namaz. what harm did you do? What guna did you commit? But we could never commit, perform that namaz as it was supposed to be. What we were supposed to get with that namaz from Allah, because we didn't do it right. It's like it, the person, yeah, in this world you go and buy money, well, buy something with fake money. They won't even do the deal with you. You got fake money. But Allah will accept our fake namaz also. And if you come with a genuine namaz, what won't Allah give you? Allah is that kind being that even if you come with a fake namaz, and all our namazes are fake, Allah accepts that also. But if we go with a genuine, so our namaz, Allahumma inni zalamtu nafsi zulman kathira, wa innahu la yaghfiru dhunuba illa an. And when a person says this, that nobody forgives guna besides Allah, Allah becomes extremely happy that my banda knows it's only me who can forgive. And just when you say that nobody else can forgive me, Allah forgives you wholeheartedly. Completely Allah forgives you. So, وَإِنَّهُ لَا يَغْفِرُ الذُّنُوبَ إِلَّا فَغْفِرْ لِي, forgive me, مَغْفِرَةً مِنْ عِنْدِكَ وَرْحَمْنِي إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ الْغَفُورُ الرَّحِيمُ. Two things are coupled, always join them consciously. Maghfirat and Rahmat, Allah has joined it everywhere. That when Allah forgives, Allah doesn't only forgive, but He pours down His Rahmat after that on that person. So Allah, so this is how the end of our ibadat. When Sayyidul Ibadat, Namaz, the greatest of Namaz, ibadat comes to an end like this. So our rozas must come to an end like that. Our tilawat of Quran Sharif, our Ramadan, everything now at the end, this kafia, if it comes naturally on a person, not a person starts, the other way is the way of the dunya's people, which is the kuffar tariqah. That is at the end to celebrate parties. And their parties normally boozing, liquor, and then humanizing after that, and becoming drunk. And when you drunk, what is the result after that? You're going to drive and you're killing people. You get killed now. And one person said that they say, like smoking, it has an effect on other who's a passive smoker, who's not smoking. But you see, that company, it affects him. But drinking doesn't harm the next person. So they have banned smoking. Because it doesn't. Liquor, they say, it doesn't harm. Only who consumes liquor, that person gets harmed. So this person said, if you can't understand this simple equation, you can't understand 1 plus 1 is 2 and 2 plus 2 is 4, then just go to the emergency area of a hospital over the Christmas weekend, the last weekend. And you see how much alcohol causes harm to so many other people. How many people in accidents because of alcohol. You misuse of the firearm because of alcohol. Misuse of how many things just because of alcohol. How many women are so terribly abused. They want to make a big noise that in Islam, Muslim men abuse their women. They don't give them their rights, etc. And they, in their culture, which is, they can't do without liquor, alcohol, and how women are abused. In fact, in India at one time, the Hindu woman just wanted to only prefer to marry Muslim men. That the Hindus, the amount of alcohol they consume also. And when a person is drunk like that, once we were at the airport in Bangladesh, and the doctor was treating one person, a white man also, and who had been drinking. And he was knocked out completely. How much they drink, you can't imagine how much they drink. They completely he was knocked out. And he had to give what treatment to try and bring him around again. So anyway, just at the end of all our ibadat, to ask for forgiveness from Allah Ta'ala. That Hazrat Mahasha Masihullah Sahib, Rahmatullah Alayhi, used to say, the worst namaz of your life is the day when you think I did a perfect namaz. And your best namaz is when you understand, Ya Allah, what kind of namaz I made again? You gave me the opportunity, golden opportunity to be in contact with you, to take from your treasures directly. And again I messed it up. Again I went, as long as that is the case, your namaz is going to improve. You are going closer to Allah. Because Allah loves that person who feels he is deficient. And that is the person who makes istighfar, tawbah istighfar. So anyway, in their life, the non-Muslims, the kuffar, end of the year parties they have, whether it is matrik balls, matrik parties they have, officers they have, parties, etc. That the work is only that. And what after that? Then drinking is part and parcel of it. Then the dancing and the jiving and all that, all the terrible things what they do. How many person is destroyed in one party? How many a Muslim young girl who perhaps got 7 distinctions, but in that one matrik ball, she is a finished, from dunya's point of view also, she is complete. She is hooked on drugs or something. She is hooked on something else and her whole life. All the cases are regularly that come. So that is that. And ours is, how it comes to an end, like when Fath Makkah, on which occasion this ayat was, the surat came down, and Hazrat, Hazrat Hinda radiyallahu ta'ala anha, she knew that when people conquer a land, then how they conquer, which the Quran Sharif also has explained, that innal muluka idha dakhalu qaryatan, when kings conquer a land, they overtake the land, afsaduha, they destroy destruction there, damage, raping, breaking of things, they go on a rampage. وَجَعَلُوا أَعِزَّةَ أَهْلِهَا أَذِلَّةَ, and they, especially the honorable people, they make them the most lowest. They go and humiliate them, the people of the former government, the people of the who are in charge there. Now they destroy them completely. And this is what must be happening. This is وَكَذَلِكَ يَفْعَلُونَ, and this is how all conquerors do. She thought also like that. So she went very, very stealthy, without being noticed, hiding away. She let me go and see. She found Mecca is quiet. Usually this does not happen. When conquerors come, there is all this drinking, boozing, abusing people, raping women, all the breaking things, all that happened. Nothing like that. When she finally reached the Haram Sharif, there she found what she found. Somebody is in ruku, somebody is in sajda, somebody is crying to Allah, somebody is making... She said, no, these are not those conquerors. These are the conquerors of the heart. They have conquered my heart. And Hinda had a hard heart. She chewed the liver of Sayyidina Hamza radiallahu ta'ala anha after the, when he had passed away. And what a heart. But they conquered her heart. Her heart was conquered also. So this is how our end of the, all our amal must come. Towards the end, how namaz we end it off, all our Ramzan now, not that I said for itikaf, and I achieved, I said 40 days that I didn't use my cell phone one bit, a big achievement, no, tawbah istighfar, in all our matters. I made 10 khatams this year, I made 15 khatams this year, no, tawbah istighfar. One time, Hazratji, Maulana Masjid, Hazrat Shaykh al-Hadith, Maulana Zakariya Sahib, Rahmatullah Ali, wrote to all his khulafa and said, you must write to me that how many khatams of Quran Sharif you have made. At the end, Hazratji, Maulana Inamul Hasan Sahib, Rahmatullah Ali, Amir of Tabligh Jamaat, and who's the son-in-law also of Hazrat Shaykh, Rahmatullah Ali. So he wrote back and he said, Allah make me maaf, I only managed 61 khatams. Whole Ramzan, every day one khatam, every night plus one more khatam also of Taraweeh. And he say, Allah make me maaf, I only managed 61. And if we had to write, if we made 6 khatams, oh, this year better, never in my life I made 6 khatams. I made this, I achieved this. But they, and together with Hazratji, what that all 61 khatams, giving hidayat of the jamaat, all the jamaat programs which were he had to see to, that also he was seeing to. And he lived as a human being also, he didn't become a farishta in death. But with all that, and the greatest thing, at the end, was humility. disease. If ibadat means to make abdiyat, and that you become an abd, that humility comes in you. If ibadat brings pride in you, you were somewhere else. Like if you didn't shake hands with Allah when you went for Umrah Hajj, you didn't go to Makkah Sharif. You perhaps went to Paris or London. If you didn't make tawaf around Allah, not the house of Allah, around Allah, then you weren't there in Makkah Sharif. You were somewhere else. So if our ibadat didn't bring humility in us, and when we go home in front of the wife, let's see how much humility has come into us. Hazrat Ji, Maulana Masihullah Sahib Rahmatullah Ali once time explained, a person, a hadith of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam told the Sahaba, a person whole life he keeps rozas every day, every night, whole night ibadat. Must I not show you somebody who is more pious than that person? Everyone will want to know who is that person. Somebody whole life making the rozas at day, ibadat at night. Who it can be? Say that person who's got hilam. Hilam, tolerance, patience, perseverance, whose shock absorbers are very strong. He doesn't cause any harm to anyone. Whatever harm anyone causes to him, he doesn't do anything. Islam has given haq. An eye for an eye, a tooth for a tooth. You have got the, but this is that maqam that you don't take no revenge. Nothing whatsoever. And you don't say anything whatsoever. So that person who has got this hilam, his maqam is so high. Then Hazrat Ji explained, it is hilam, not tahallum. Hilam is that volunt for Allah's pleasure. For the sake of Allah you do it. Tahallum, like a wife, the husband has wronged her. He's abusing her. But she says, if I speak one word, he'll give me talaq. So I rather keep quiet. I don't say anything. Somebody is working for somebody and he has been wrong. They didn't pay me salary. They did other wrong zulm to him openly. But if I speak one word, I'll get fired. Let me rather, that is tahallum. That you are not doing it from your insight and not for the pleasure. You are doing it for expediency, for some other reason. Then Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, more pious than that person whose maqam, position is more higher by Allah than that person also, the person who makes whole night ibadat, whole night, whole day, rozas every day, person who's got hilam is more higher than him. Must I not show somebody to you who that this hilam of this person who got more higher his position by Allah? So, and Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam didn't give the virtues of it. How high? Beyond explaining the virtues. So who could that be? They said, oh, that must be now. Who must be that? Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, the person who exercises hilam in front of his wife. Not in front of your boss. Not in front of the government. No one else but by your wife. You are tolerant. You are humble like that. That person's position, you can't imagine what his position is. Well, so this akhlaq have to come into us. This tolerance have to come into us. This humility, ibadat was supposed to bring humility. We become an embodiment of asking for forgiveness. Allah is an embodiment of forgiveness. Innaka ghafoor. Allahumma innaka afoon. You are afoor. Not only you forgive sins, you wipe them out completely. No trace of that sin. And in fact, you are that being, not to wipe it off, where there was only sin, there was dirt, there was filth. You fill it up with all goodness. Where there was such terrible stench and smell that you couldn't go there from how far. And Allah fills it up with such scent that you are drawn from the other end of the world, you are drawn towards that scent. So much. So Allah is that being. So this humility, humbleness must come into. So Allah make that our end of Ramadan, all our ibadat comes in that way. Never to go and sing big songs and praises. We achieved this, we did that. Like the worldly people, whenever 50 years celebration, 100 years celebration, that is not at all Islamic tariqah. Islamic tariqah is to ask for maaf. for us forgiveness. So Allah give us tawfiq inshallah that we have come to the end of our ibadat of the month of Ramadan also in that spirit inshallah. We make a little bit dua now collectively and after that individually continue our dua and this that Allah brings it the more person the more he ibadat he makes, the more he realizes, I'm an abd, I'm a slave. And if what our ibadat we felt, now I'm an abdal. Somebody told him that there's a person in our village who was making lot ibadat, but now he says that I'm an abdal now. So Hazrat said that person, what he's saying is correct. First he was a pious person, right person, righteous person. Now he has become dal, abdal. He was first some biryani. Now he has become dal. His value has gone right down. So this that now we achieve something. So we are actually admitting that we have gone down. We got nothing. And the more which Hazrat Shaykh al-Hadith rahmatullah alayhi wrote about our akabir of Dioban, that ye log sab kuch hoke apne aap ko kuch nahi samajhte the. They were everything what you could think of, but they did not think. They regarded themselves as nothing, as not zero, as minus. And we just now, one Ramzan, we spent alhamdulillah 40 days, we made some khatams, etc. Now I'm the biggest buzur. And now if my wife don't treat me like a buzur, big fight in the house now. And that is the total opposite of what it should be. Allah give us that reality to come into us. And if our ibadat was like that, it will be like that. And if our ibadat deficiency, then of course we need again 40 days next year. And we need continuously time for our islah. Allah give us tawfiq. Read Durood Sharif. Allahumma laka alhamdu wa laka shukr. Kama anta ahluh. Fasalli wa sallim ala sayyidina Muhammad. Kama anta ahluh. وافعل بنا كما أنت أهل فإنك أنت أهل التقوى وأهل المغفرة اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد عبدك ورسولك وصل على المؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات اللهم إنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين ربي اغفر وارحم وأنت خير الراحمين ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار اللهم آنس وحشتنا في قبورنا اللهم ارحمنا بالقرآن العظيم واجعله لنا إماما ونورا وهدى ورحمة اللهم ذكرنا منه ما نسينا وعلمنا منه ما جهلنا وارزقنا تلاوته آناء الليل وآناء النهار واجعله لنا حجة يا رب العالمين. Oh Allah, we have no words. we are absolutely at a loss to express our appreciation, our gratitude that you blessed us with this beautiful deen of Islam. Oh Allah, what a perfect, beautiful deen you have given us. It makes our life, it makes us realize and realize the how to fulfill the demands of our life. To recognize you, O Allah, to find this great, great treasure which you yourself has referred to as kanzan makhfiyan, a hidden treasure, O Allah, to find a treasure and your treasure, O Allah. O Allah, let this month of Ramadan, let this fasting, let this rozas and siyam be the purification of removing all the obstacles, all the grid and dirt from us, so that we could see you, O Allah. O Allah, our namazes you blessed us with. And especially finally, sajda in namaz. Let him make that sajda that we go to the highest pinnacles of marifat and closeness to you, O Allah, when we are in our sajda, O Allah. O Allah, you blessed us with Quran Sharif, which is your sifat, O Allah. And where are we, O Allah? Full of sin in every aspect, filled with dirt and impurities of all types, and your pure kalam, O Allah, you blessed us with these great, great ni'mats and great, great qualities of yours, O Allah. O Allah, dhikrullah you blessed us with, dua you blessed us with, O Allah, sadaqah and charity, O Allah. O Allah, let us appreciate all these great ni'mat. Let us do them correctly so that those qualities can come into us, O Allah. O Allah, all we can say now at the end, O Allah, that we ask of you, you forgive us, O Allah. You forgive us, O Allah. Let the reality of ibadat come in us. Forgive us if pride has come into us. If we think we are somebody and we have achieved something, O Allah, let us realize we are absolutely nothing. We are filled with every type of evil and dirt, O Allah. Forgive us all in every way, O Allah. O Allah, O Allah, you blessed us with this great guest of Ramadan. You send it to us with all the treasures which is just came to pour down for onto us, O Allah. O Allah, we did not appreciate in the least, but O Allah, O Allah, forgive us, O Allah. Make us, let us at least realize that we haven't realized, O Allah. Let us realize that we haven't made effort, O Allah. O Allah, forgive us for all our sins, O Allah. We are begging you, O Allah, forgive us, O Allah. Forgive the Ummah, O Allah. Forgive the Palestinians, O Allah. Forgive all the Muslims of the world, O Allah. O Allah, guide us all, O Allah. O Allah, guide the people of Saudi Arabia, of Pakistan, O Allah, where they are sending their women for the World Beauty Contest. O Allah, forgive us, guide us, O Allah. What destruction we are bringing upon ourselves, O Allah. O Allah, O Allah, forgive us all our sins and our weaknesses, O Allah. O Allah, you are most merciful. How sinful, how evil we are, but yet you are showering your mercies. You haven't deprived us of making namaz. You haven't deprived us of coming to the masjid, O Allah. You haven't deprived us of holding, touching the Quran, reading the Quran. What your ni'mats are, O Allah. You are giving us our worldly ni'mats also, O Allah. O Allah, O please forgive us, have mercy upon us, open our blind eyes, O Allah, guide us towards you, O Allah, make us your true slaves and your true, O Allah, your slaves in the complete sense of the word, O Allah. Forgive us all our weaknesses, O Allah, our men and our women, O Allah. O Allah, everyone, O Allah, what we think of very big things, which are, O Allah, not really the big things, but even that help us, save us all from our illnesses that we have, O Allah. Financial problems that we might have, O Allah. O Allah, family problems that we might have, O Allah. And our real things, our problems in our namaz, which are not correct, O Allah. Our problems in our deen, which are not correct, which we don't even regard as problems. We never ask for dua for them. For a headache, we ask for dua. For a toe-ache, we ask for dua. But our big problems in our iman, we don't even think that we need remedy and that we have to ask for dua. Open our blind eyes, O Allah. The greatest treasure is you yourself, O Allah. And we're not even thinking about you. And when we're not getting just some small things of this dunya, we make it a very big issue. And what the real big issues are, we don't even think about them. Forgive us our blindness, O Allah. We were supposed to be the people to be guiding mankind to righteousness. And we have fallen, we have become the followers of the blind, O Allah. We were supposed to be the leaders of the blind, we have become the followers of the blind, O Allah. We were supposed to be the leaders of the learned people of the dunya, We have become the followers of the stupid people of dunya. Forgive us, O Allah. O Allah, let us understand where we were supposed to be and let us work towards that. Guide us all to righteousness. Forgive us, O Allah. Our families, grant us all. Our marhumeen, forgive all of them, O Allah. Grant them the best in their qubur, O Allah. All who are living, O Allah, grant the best to all, O Allah. O Allah, remove the difficulties and hardships from everyone, O Allah. And let us all seek your guidance and you bless us with your guidance. You make us yours, O Allah. Allahumma kullana waj'alna laka. Allahumma kullana waj'alna laka. Allahumma ardina warda anna. O Allah, grant us all righteousness. Forgive us for all our shortcomings. Rabbana zalamna anfusana wa illam taghfir lana wa tarhamna lanakunanna minal khasirin. Jazallahu anna muhammadan bima huwa ahlu. Rabbana taqabbal minna innaka antas samiul alim. Wa tub alayna ya maulana innaka antat tawwabur rahim. سبحان الله وبحمده سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك نشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت نستغفرك ونتوب إليك ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم ما شاء الله لا قوة إلا بالله الحمد لله الذي بنعمته تتم الصالحات سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين.